Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma daf Mem Zayin, and we are discussing the Parim and the Seirim HaNisrafim. We're in the last section here in the sixth parak, parak Shnei Seirei. So many exciting ideas that are coming up regarding the Avoda. So of the last point we discussed was that the burning, there are these special karbanos that we have, the Parim and the Seirim HaNisrafim, where we take its blood and we sprinkle it even inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and the in front of the paroches and on the Mizbeach Azov, but the meat of those karbanos are burned outside the Mizbeach, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaDeshen. So we discussed the last few lines in yesterday's shiur that sreifa is not really an avoda. That sreifa that we burn the meat, again, the emurin, the fats are burned on the regular Mizbeach, like every other karban. The zrik is done in the special places inside. But the meat, even though those are carbon chatoses, but still, the special din daraisa is that you don't eat it and you burn it. But it's not called an avoda. L'may nafkamina. Number one, that if you think pigle during that time, meaning you do the zrika with in mind to burn the meat after the zman, that's not pigle. That's not called an avoda in this regard, right? Because that's not called achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. That's the rule of pigle. There are many, many dafim. I think pigle is number two in terms of quantity of dafim in Talmud Bavli in terms of content, in terms of topic. I think Hotza'ah has the most. Hotza'ah, there are dafim and dafim at Hotza'ah in Shabbos and Erevin. I think, I'm just a subjective guess. Pigle as dafim and dafim in Zvachim and Menachas. So the rule in pigle is that it's only pigle if I thought for achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. Achilas adam is human consumption. Achilas mizbeach is mizbeach consumption. So if it's on the mizbeach, haktaras emurin, so that's called consumption. But if it's just burned in the Beis HaDeshen, the Gemara says that is not called an avoda, and therefore there's no pigle. And also, the second point we mentioned was what about if there's some meat left. The rule is that I'm only allowed to do zrika if the zrika is going to be matir something. If there's some emurin left to be burned on the mizbeach, if there's some basar left to be eaten. But if there's nothing left, so then I don't do the zrika. What if there's some basar left to burn outside in the Beis HaDeshen? The Gemara says again, no, it's not good. It's as if nothing's there because there's not anything left to do the avoda with. That's what the Gemara says in the case of avdu emurin. He says, don't you know about the halacha, about pigle? So it should be the same thing? Good. Next, Tana Rabbi Zakkai, where we're up to. Zar shesaraf metame begadim. A zar is allowed to do the sreifa of the basar. That's the third halacha of that reflecting its non-avoda. Right? A zar is allowed to burn it. And if a zar burns these animals, that the zar also has his begadim become tame and he becomes tame. The Gemara says, that's obvious. Lot sercha de la, we don't need the issue except for the following. Maush yukshir balayla. What about nighttime? Could you burn it at night? So lachora, you would say, yeah. Because after all, if there's no pigle, and it's not called leftover for the zrika, and a zar could do it lachora, you would say balayla. So where says kavachomer? Ma im hektar emurim, shinim kshirim bazar, kshirim balayla, haktara se murin, which is not kasher bazar, is kasher balayla, the haktara se murin is, not kava brachas, that's, Azor is allowed to do Akhtar Simurin. That is called Avoda, so to speak. Kshir Balayla, and still you're allowed to do it at night. Elu Shem, Kshir Bazar, these, the burning of the Basar, which is Kashir Bazar, Eno Dijiyu Kshir Balayla, so surely it should be Kashir at night. You should be able to do it at night. If you look at the Rambam and the Maaser Karbanos, the Rambam in Perek Avoda. The Rambam also quote Paskins this way in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, regarding the Parim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim. Just read it. The Rambam says in Maaser Karbanos, Zayin Hey, Sreifas Kol HaNisrafim Kshera Bizaru Balayla. I'm a Paskins like this this obvious line in the Gemara. It's Kasher Bazar, Kasher Balayla, V'Kol HaNisrafim Chutz La'Azara Kol HaEitzim Kshera L'Sreifas. And the Rambam even adds, and you can use any wood you want. Another nafkamina. Any wood you want to do this sreifa. Afilu bekashu b'gvava, straw and stubble. We know there are certain types of wood that have to be used on the mizbeach. Certain types of the Gemara, I think the Mishnah says, all wood is really kasher, but we try to use this special type of wood that is burns well, that doesn't smoke too much, that's not wormy. The Gemara lists elsewhere which type of wood. But this sreifa that's done outside, again, night, zar, and it's not pigol, and you can use any wood. Shenemar al eitzim ba'esh. Eish mikol makom. V'lama nemar eitzim lahotzi es asid ves haremetz. You can't use a charcoal. And the Radvaz here says, how do you know you could use any wood? He says, umashma, shah nisrafim ba'azara ha'y nisrafim ba'atzi hektish, haru uyim lamaracha. Tekiva shem nisrafim ba'makam hektish, ein roi lahachnis bifnim atzi chol, she'enim ru'yim lamaracha. Shalo yomru lamaracha, he machnisim eitzim halalu. Ha'elu. But if it's outside, then there's more flexibility. The hektar chalavim, just remember the burning that we just have of the emurin here, obviously we know that is what myriv is keneged, right? According to the machlokas and mesechas brachas that we have of tefila keneged tmidim tiknum or keneged karbanos tiknum, right? The machlokas about the three tefilas that we have, is it keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Avram, David, Shacharis, and Yitzchak, David, Mincha, and Yaakov, David, Myriv. Or is it keneged tzmidim tiknum, right? Tamash al shachar, tamash al bayin abayim, and the burning, the hektar chalom evarim, the burning overnight. What's interesting is that in the Gemara there in Brachas, on daf chavav and daf chav zayin, these two arguments are not linked. This machlokas is not linked to the other machlokas of tfilas arvis chova or tfilas arvis rishus. That's also a machlokas tanoim in Meseches Brachas in the fourth parak. So those two are not linked. Chav Vav Mabez has the machlokas about the avos, keneged tzvidim and keneged karbanas. And then the next daf has, on Chav Zayin, has tefilas arvis rishus, tefilas arvis chova. Rashi, not in Brachas, Rashi in Shabbos, daf yud, Rashi quotes, these machlokas are linked. Because after all, why would you say tefilas arvis rishus? Tefilas arvis rishus, why would you say that? It must be keneged the hektar chalam evarim. Keneged, the burning of the fats. Why? So therefore, if you say the karbanos, the tefillas keneged karbanos, then you understand why Meyer is different. Because you have the two karban tamids, which are chova, but the hektar chalavim, we just said here, the hektar chalavim, which is done overnight, if there's anything left, it's overnight burning. So that's not the same as a karban tamid. But if you say tefillas keneged avos, Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, lama gara Yaakov Avinu, so it's interesting, the Gemara does not make that connection. But Rashi in Masechet Shabbos makes that connection. The Netziv in one place says, I don't think you have to say that. I think even if it's Yaakov, you could say Tefillah Keneged, Tefillah Sarvis Rishus. Why is Yaakov any worse? Because if you look in the Psukim, the other two Avos, they went out to Davin. Right? Avram Avinu, Vayashkem, Avram went out to Davin by stone, and Yitzchak went by Be'er Lachai Roi, Vayetze Yosich L'suach Basada. Yaakov, Vayifka B'mako. Yaakov was traveling, all of a sudden, boom, the sun went down and he had to go to sleep. So the Netziv says, that wasn't a kfius where he prepared himself. It was like, it just happened, right? It got the kfitzas haderech that the Netziv talks about, and the Hashem brought Har HaMoriah to Beit El, and then Yaakov went, the kfitzas haderech, and it wasn't like he planted daven there. That's why it's tefillas arvis rishus. Even if you say tefillah keneged avos tiknum, that it can be connected to tefillas arvis rishus. You don't have to say like Rashi says the Netziv that it's because of the hektar chalavim. So that's we have hektar chalavim here. Also interesting, if you remember, the first Rashi, the first dafin shas, the first Mishnah in shas has idea that the Chachamim sometimes were nervous that if we have a long time to do something, we're just going to push it off and push it off, and then it's going to get, we're going to not be able to do it. So that's why Kriya Shema, really Kriya Shema is all night, but we're supposed to do it earlier so that Kedei Laharchik Es Ha'adam in Aveira. So if you look in the first Mishnah, right, we have Hektar Chalav Mevarim, Mitzvah Adam Moda Shachar. Chol HaNechol Liyom Echad, anything eaten for one day, Karbanos, it's mitzvah shi'ala mora shachar. What about chacham tzeyin to chatzos? K'l'harchik asa adam min ha'aveira. So Rashi, if you're medayek, Rashi, look closely. Why did the chachamim say al chatzos? B'kriyashma u'ba'achilas kachim. Rashi, on the first Mishnah in Shah, says, why do we marchik to chatzos? He only says two out of three that are mentioned there. The achilas kachim and the kriyashma, that's where Chazal say al chatzos. But the third one, the hektar chalav mevarim, Chazal don't say Dilchatzos. That could be all night. That could be all night. As it's mentioned here, that the burn the Heter Chalavim, Ksherim Balayla, it's kasher during the night, and it's kasher all night. Okay, so we continue. So says the Gemara, Hasoreif. So the Soreif is the one that burns these, the meats of these karbanos. He and his begadim become tamei. Lo ha-metzis es ha'or, right? Not the one that just lights the match. V'lo ha-mesader es ha-maracha, and not the one who brought the wood beforehand. Those aren't considered part of the burning process. Ezeu ha-soreif, zeh ha-mesayeh b'sha ha-sreifa. You have to be involved at the time of the sreifa. That's when you're metame. Amar b'yosi, ha-da amar mesayeh b'sha ha-sreifa metame begadim. So only if you're mesayeh b'sha ha-sreifa. So it's interesting. If it's all put up, the animals there on the wood, you light the match. Are you tamei? Right, so when the Gemara says here, lo hametzis es ha'or, right, hametzis es ha'or, tahara, a Rambam. Is that, so you would think hametzis es ha'or, what if your metzis es ha'or under everything? So that's really considered burning it. So let's say, for other areas of halacha, for Hilchas Shabbos, if everything is set up and I just like the fire under the pot, I'm a vashel. That's called cooking. But I'm a vashel. In other areas of halacha, for bishul akum, right? If a Jew lights the match, that's all. That's okay. That's a durabanan, but that's enough. But here, hametzis es ha'or is excluded. But not, what's not 100% clear is, is this metzis ha'or, you just light the match separately and then somebody else puts it under the the meat and the burning, or is it that you lit it under and it's still not called part of the sreifa? Says the Rambam here, where he talks about who exactly the chenam, anybody who's misasek in the burning. Let me see if I could find it here. Hishlim Ulchnos, he talks about the V'lo apar belvad al kol ha'chatos ha'nisrafos min apar mu'minasirim ha'soreifosam metamei begadim b'shas sreifaso. Sheri Omer, and he quotes all of the nisrafin. If it's Ezu ha'soreif, zama sayeya b'sreifa kagon ha'mahapich b'basar. We're going to get to that. If you like, turn over some of the meat. V'amashlich etzim, you throw in some wood. That's called part of the fire. V'amahapich ba'esh v'achote gecholim, you stoke some of the coals. Kedei shetivar ha'esh v'chayotze bo. Aval ha'metis es ha'or l'sarfon, v'amesader es ha'maracha tohor. So if you just light the fire, that's not called part of the sreifa process. So again, does that mean even lighting the fire underneath? Or is that just lighting the match? And then somebody else takes it and then puts it under. So that's not 100% clear. Again, in other areas of halacha, if you put it right under, so that would be included in sreifa. We continue. Amar Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Elazar. Hamahapich b'kazai is what the Rambam just quoted. Metame begadim. If I stoke and there's a piece of basar that I turn over, so it burns a little better, that's called sreifa. My begadim become tame. That's obvious. The question is only going to be as follows. Even before we get to the question, in Hilchos Shabbos, I just alluded to, any type of mekarev bishulo is chaya for Hilchos Shabbos. Right, let's say if there's a piece of meat burning on the fire and I turn it over so it burns better, I stir. Stirring on Shabbos, what's called magus. Magus on Shabbos, if I stir something that is not mevushal kol tzarcho on Shabbos, and stirring is part of the cooking process, then I'm going to be chayav d'oraisa. Right, because what happens by stirring? Let's say the chalent is not fully cooked yet, and we're machmer, machlokas rambam rashba, that we're machmer that there is bishul d'oraisa up until mevushal kol tzarcho, right? Some rishonim say that up until once it's machlo ben drusoy, a third or a half cooked, then there's no more bishul daraisa. But we're machmer to assume there's bishul daraisa even up to mevushal kol tzarcho. So if it's not mevushal kol tzarcho and I stir the chalent, so I'm going to be moving some of the barley and the beans and the potatoes a little closer to the fire, it's going to cook faster or cook better. So that's bishul daraisa. That's part of the cook. That's makarev bishulo. Makarev bishulo. The first Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shin Yud Ches, in Hilchos Shabbos. First you gave here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Yud Ches is the siman about Bishul on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Im haya hakdera al ha'esh, v'lo haya roi l'esbashel ad shah v'shatayim. I have a pot on the fire, it's going to cook in 2 hours. V'hofech bigechalim. I turn over the coals. Sha'al yedei zeh mizbashel bimukdam. What's called kirev bishulo. It's going to cook in 2 hours. And I did something to make it cook in 1 hour. Bishul daraisa. It's going to cook anyway. What do you mean, bishul? I'm makari bishulo. Kasav haritva v'chidusha v'lishvuas yudzayin. De efshar dechayev de kiruve bishul milsa he kemo kiruve avoda. Ayin sham. Right? Just like we said, causing the avoda to be done, the burning to be done, that's called avoda. So here too, kiruve bishula. There is a minhag, again, we're not going to get into it now, unless there's time at the end, but generally there is not, about magus, even by fully cooked, right? The achronim quote that one shouldn't stir a pot, even if it's fully cooked, while it's on the fire, right? That's why we generally take off, right? If somebody wants to serve some chalent and then put it back on, as long as it's an aligned crock pot, so you can take it off and hold it, have the conditions of hachzara. But you should, even if I just want to stir it, I'm not supposed to stir it while it's on the fire. Then there's an extension of that, maybe even putting the pot cover back on. Okay. Lo tzircha. So the question, Rebbe Elazar says, being mahapik because ice is for sure, mitami begadim. Lo tzircha, ella, what happens in this case? Eloi omi bifnim ubiyado kora, umahapik because ice mahu. I have a really long stick, right? You know, you have to burn this outside Yerushalayim. What if I'm in Yerushalayim and I have a really long stick, and while standing in Yerushalayim, I move the meat. I move the meat. So that's taking part in the sreifa process. But am I matami begadim? Right? Why? Because the Pnei Moshe says, mi be'inan ad sheyisayeh b'shas sreifa b'makom ha-sreifa, or not. Maybe you have to be there also to have the halacha of tumas begadim. So nishmini menada, so you learn it from the following. V'hotzi v'saraf. Right? We compare the two in the pasuk where it says, v'hotzi, in two psukim by the paraduma, v'hotzi, take it out michos lamachane, and then v'saraf. Maha motzi ashiotzi lachutz avetasorif avetar asiyosur bachutz. Just like the motzi is only once you're outside, so to the sarif. So we compare the two. So it's only if you're outside. If you have this long stick, you're not matami begadim. Taman omar chizkia, but chizkia says, and there's a machlokas here between the carbon eid, the pnei Moshe. Is chizkia arguing? Or is on what was just said previously, or is he going back on what was said earlier? So we'll read it first, like the Karban Eidah. Taman Amar Chizkiya, v'tame ad ha'arev. Right, you don't need ad ha'arev. Obviously, if you're tame, so you're always until the arev. It's always at least tul yom. So why do they have the words ad ha'arev? L'rabos ha'sorif, to teach me that anyone involved in the burning is going to become tame. So afachakein. So just like that's the halacha by paraduma, so too here by paramens ir manis rafim. So according to that, nobody's arguing in anybody. This is just going back on the basic din of anyone involved in the burning is going to be tumas begadim. According to the Pnei Moshe and according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, no. This is arguing on what we just said. Right? We just said from the Braisa that maybe it means that you have to be outside to have tumas begadim. But if you're inside, no, you're not, because you compare it to Vahotzi and Vesaraf. So Chizki is arguing on that. No. Vitame at Arev Larabos Asarev to include anyone who burns, even if you have to be inside. Even if you happen to be inside the walls. And so too here. So that's the way that the Pnei Moshe reads it. And according to that, even if you're helping from afar, it's included in, sorry. So Machlokas had to read this line. Last Mishnah here in the sixth parak. Amru lo l'kohen gadol. So the Kohen Gadol, if you remember, he's in the Beis HaMikdash and the whole avoda took place by the cliff and he's waiting there. He's not allowed to continue the avoda until he hears something, until something has been accomplished. So they tell the Kohen Gadol, "Higi asir la midbar." The seer has gotten to the midbar. That's what he has to hear. He has to wait that amount of time before he continues the rest of what he does. How they know? Different opinions. Ditchaos hayu osin. One opinion is that they had ditchaos, which we'll see are some types of platforms. Umanifin bisudarim. And people stood on these platforms with flags. And they checked. The yodin shigiyas elamidbar. And the one waved to the other, waved to the other. Until the Kohen or the Ish-Iti gets to the midbar. Once he gets to the midbar, then they start waving the flags. Like the, reminds us of the Kiddush HaChodesh Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah. And in that way he knows. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'halo simin gadol ha'ilahen. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to do this whole waving thing. we're going to see, the Mefarshim say, Rabbi Yehuda holds, all he has to get to is the first step in the Midbar. It could be that the other the Tanakhama held, he has to get to into the Midbar further. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is easy. Don't forget the flags. You know how long people take to walk. So Shloshes Milin, it's 3 mil from Yerushalayim Vad Beis Charon, Holchin Mil, V'Chozrin Mil, V'Shon Kadei Mil. People walk him a mil. They wait there the amount of time that it takes to walk a mil. And then they come back. And you know, V'Yodim, Shigiyasir LaMidbar, you just do the time. It's the amount of time that it takes to walk 3 mil. You don't need all the whole flags thing. And that's all you need. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, a third opinion. Follow Simon Acher Elohim. They had a different Simon. Lashon Shel Zahoris Hayakasha Pizal Echel. As we learned, at a certain time in history, there was this ribbon, this wool ribbon that they tied on the Pesach of the Hecha, and Ukshigia Sila Midbar Hayalashon Malbin. And when the seer came to the Midbar, it turned white. Shnemar Yuchatecham Kashonim Kashel Yabinu. So that was the simon. What's the problem with that simon? They didn't always do that. Right? First they did it, and then they did it at people's houses, remember? Then people got embarrassed. And then they did it by the Hecha, and people still saw it. So then they just did it by the rock. They did it by the rock in the by the cliff, and therefore, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, you know, this is not something that that was always available. Gemara, Mao Didchayos Kavalon. A Didchayos is a Kavalon, is some type of platform. See the Karban Aedah, Matsevos Gedolos Ugevohos. Right, these large rocks, Shesham Ashomrim Omdim Umenifim Besudarin, waving flags. Right, we could have a trivia question. Where in Halacha do we wave flags? To let everybody know something. So we had that, if you remember, by the couple of weeks ago. We had the Kohen on top of the Mizbeah to let everybody know that the Nisuch is being done, to tell the Kohanim, the Levim on the bottom, to start singing. We had the flags. You had that Gemara towards the end of the Masechta Sukkah in the Bavli, that we had the flags in order for the people to know when to answer Amen in the shuls. A couple of times we have the flags. Okay, Hadrala Perek Parei Shnei Seirei. We're up to the seventh and final Perek of the discussion of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The second to last parak in Yuma, the last parak is about Yom Kippur. Right? Remember, we are in Maseches Yoma, but this is the last parak about the Avodah. So, Balo, Kohen Gadol Likro. So, now it's time for the Kohen Gadol to read from the Torah. Kriyas HaTorah. Special Kriyas HaTorah that's done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He wrote to the big day, Butz Kore. If he wants to keep on, right now he has his big day Lavan on. Right, he has a big deal of on. He had been in the Kodesh, in the Kodesh Kadashim. If he wants to keep those begadim on, he's allowed to. Brother Big Deal Butz Kore. And if not, and if he wants to change, it's to list love on Mishalo. He can wear his own clothes. Right? Meaning what? What's the Mishnah saying? This is not an avoda. So he can wear his own clothes, right? The Karban Eda. Shakriya Saparsha Eina Avoda. It's not an avoda, and therefore he can wear his own clothes. So once you say that, then you have the question of, oh, so it's not avoda. So how is he allowed to wear the big day lavan? Right, Memela, if he could wear his own clothes, it's not avoda. How is he allowed to wear that? So that's the sugya that comes up more in the Bavli, and that is the principle of big day kahuna nitnu lehanos bahen. The Kohanim are nitan lehanos from them. Why? Cause lo nitna Torah lamalachei asharis. Chazal say a number of times the Torah wasn't given to angels. And therefore, the Kohanim, if you say that there's an Isser of Me'ila, of getting benefit from the Begadim, the second that they're not doing the Avodah, it's like impossible. Well, they have to like grace, and the second they finish the Avodah, take off their Begadim. So, Big Dekun and Nitzno Lehenos Behen, because Lunit Natar Lamalachi Asharis. So that's what the Mishnah says here. He has his Begadim on. He could keep them on. That's what we'll see. There is a question, as we'll see. There's a Machlokes. Could he put on his Big Day Zahav? Because that's not just, okay, he has him on, just keep him on. Could he put on new Big Day Kahuna? That's going to not be so clear. That's what the Gemara is going to talk about. Okay, let's continue. Chazan HaKnesses Notel Sefer Torah V'Nozel L'Rosh HaKnesses. So to have pomp and circumstance and to give kavod to the ceremony, we have many people bringing the Torah from one to the other, Barovam Hajus Melech. The Chazan HaKnesses, one of the other appointees, gives the Sefer Torah to the Rosh HaKnesses. There was a shul right there. Next to the base of Mikdash. The Rosh HaKnesses. Rosh HaKnesses knows to the Skan, gives it to the Skan Kohen Gadol, Vaskan knows to the Kohen Gadol. And we do this to give kavod, right, the Karban Eda, Mishim Yakra to Kohen Gadol, to give him kavod, Laharos, Shi Sraras Harbe Lamatami Menu, to show that there are a lot of people under him. So you go one to the other until you get to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Omeda Bakava, the Kohen Gadol stands up and accepts it. Some say, what, stands up? What, he was sitting beforehand? Where's he sitting? Right? Ein yeshiva ba'azara el malchus beis David bilvad. Maybe he was outside the azara. V'kare omes. He takes it and he reads standing. V'kare, what does he read? Achrei mos. V'ach ba'asar. He reads achrei mos and also ach ba'asar, which is emor, just a little bit after. V'golel, and then what about Bamidbar? No. He doesn't read that. He doesn't roll the Torah. V'golel the Torah, after he reads these two in Vayikra, he closes the Torah, u'manicha b'cheko, and he holds it. V'omer, and he says, yosim masha karisi lefnechem kosov kan, what I'm about to read is in the Torah. Don't think there's a psul in the Sefer Torah. It's there. It's just going to take too long for me to roll it. So I'm going to say it by heart. U'ba'asar, shemichud mashabakudim kore alpeh. And then he says eight special brachos ala Torah. He says brachos a Torah like we have by other krios. V'yalo avoda, he says ritzei. V'yalo hodaya, he says modim. And special brachos v'amachilas ha'avon, v'ala mikdash, v'ala yisra, v'ala kohanim, v'al shar hatfila. Many different brachos that are said. Good. Haroa kohen gadol, the Mishnah just adds, haroa kohen gadol kshukari in haroa par u'psar hanisrafim. If you're hearing the Kohen Gadol reading from the Torah, so that means you are not seeing the basar of the Seerim and the Parah Nisrafim being burned, because it happened at the same time. Harah, Parah Nisrafim, and Nisrafim, and Harah, Kohen Gadol, Shukari. The Bishop is just saying these happened at the same time. Lo mibri shein rashoi, not because you're not allowed to. Eloshai said, derech rechoka. There's a far distance between where the Beis HaDeshen is and where the Beis HaMikdash. Umlecha shnei, maisanasas ka'achas. And it was happening at the same time. It's interesting, the first bracha, ala Torah. So it's like we make brachas a Torah, but when we get an aliyah. Why do we do that if we just said brachas a Torah in the morning? We said brachas a Torah in the morning, and it could be, let's say somebody walks in, right? Somebody walks in late. He said brachas a Torah, he's a Kohen, and he walks in late, and right when he walks in, you know, Kohen, they call him up. He said brachas a Torah 60 seconds ago, right? And now he walks in, and they give him an aliyah. He says brachas a Torah again. Why? What is that? Why do we say another Berachas HaTorah? So explain the Mefarshim, because the first Berachas HaTorah was Berachas HaTorah for Talmud Torah to fulfill my Chovas HaYachid. But now there's a different type of Berachas HaTorah. The type of Kriyas HaTorah is a Talmud Torah Barabim. It's a different type of Talmud Torah, and that's Mechayev, another Berachas HaTorah. Rav Soloveitchik said this is also why in the Seder, we say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas HaTorah Lamo Yisrael. Sounds like a Berachas HaTorah, that Baruch HaMakom. Right, what are we saying? What are we saying another Berachas HaTorah for? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a unique form of Talmud Torah that is demanded. And to be that Talmud Torah is Mechayev, a new Berachas HaTorah. That's why we say a Berachas HaTorah there as well. Good. Balo l'Kohen Gadol v'chulu minayim l'kriyas haparsha. What's the source that the Kohen Gadol has to read, has to lane from the Torah? Ravidi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak v'ya'as. It says that he did it. What is that extra phrase? Just say, Vayas Kain Aaron. Why does it have to say, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, to allude to us, Mikan L'Kriyas HaParsha? Like Hashem told Moshe, he read from that what Hashem commanded Moshe from the Torah. Period. Rabbi Yami B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shiari Avodos Ovdom B'Vigdei Lavan. Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever you have, so to speak, leftover Avodos, Shiari Avoda. What are the Shari Avodos? There are two examples given in the Mefarshim. Number one, here the Kriyas HaTorah. Number two, the little tefillah that he said on the way out of the Kodesh Kodashim. Both of those are allowed to be done in the Big Day Lavan. They're not really Avodos, but we don't force the Kohen Gadol to take off his Big Day Lavan before he does that. I'm Rabbi Masna. Masisa Amar Kain. The Mishnah sounds like that, says Rabbi Masna. Why? The Mishnah says, Vim Lav, B'Istil's Lava Mishalo. The Mishnah says, then if he wants, he could do it in his own begadim, right? Meaning, if he could do it in his big day lavan or his own begadim, mashba the Pnei Moshe says he can't do it in his big day lavan, right? He can't do it in his big day lavan because to put on the big day lavan for this would not be allowed because it's not an avoda. It's not a real avoda. It's a shiari avoda, and therefore we'll let you stay in your big day lavan, but we will not allow you to put on your big day zahav. Good. Rabbi Yossi Boi Lama. So Rabbi Yossi says, why is it awesome? Why would it be awesome to put on the Big Day Lavan? Chain Bachutz? Because these are done, let's say the laning is done outside. The laning is done outside? What do you mean? Hare Shchita. But let's say the Shchita of the Para Aduma. Hare Eina Ela Bachutz. Where do you do the Shchita of the Para Aduma? On Hare Zesim. You do it outside. Who of the Big Days of? And he's allowed to wear his Big Days of. Rav Chaim Gudevsky points out, he's allowed to wear his Big Days of. He doesn't have to. The Mishnah says in Parah, he doesn't have to. But this Yerushalmi is clearly saying he's allowed to. So don't tell me that, oh, because it's outside, he's not allowed to wear the big days off. The Shechit of the Paradumi can wear the big days off. So why can't he wear the big days off when he reads the from the Torah? That can't be it. Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ratz, you're right. We switch it. Ratz of the big days off, Ratz of the big day lavan. He's allowed to wear his big days off if he wants to when he lanes from the Torah. Matzi, because after all, the Shechit of the Paraduma. Right, Matzinu, Shechita, Ratza Ovda, Big Dezav, Ratza Ovda, Big Day Lavan. So the maskana of this Yerushalmi is that if the Kohen Gadol would want to put on his Big Dezav with the Choshen and the Tzitz and everything and the Me'il, he can. Before the whole Klal Yisrael is going to be listening to him right now. Maybe he wants to wear his Big Dezav. He wants to look like the Kohen Gadol. Right, he's allowed to, the Yerushalmi says. If you look at the other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rush, and others say it's Usser. It's Usser. It's against the Maskana here. Against the Maskana here. So it's not clear exactly, about that halacha. Okay. The Yerushalmi here, maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. The Yerushalmi here talks about Shimon HaTzadik and Alexander the Great, quotes that whole story on this Mishnah. But let's just do one more line here. B'chol Asarat Omer Hochin Achar HaTorah. Usually, you don't bring the Torah to a person. You go to the Torah. And here we're bringing the Torah to the Kohen Gadol. Is that appropriate? Eli, they shein b'nei Adam gedolim haTorah misalabohen. Oh, it's the Kohen Gadol. You're right. You can't bring it to stama person, but the Kohen Gadol, you could bring it. I v'hataman ma'ivelinoi raisa l'gabi reish galusa. But didn't we bring the Torah to the reish galusa, who is not always a big tzaddik? He was just the political leader. So how could you bring the Torah to the reish galusa? Amar Rabbi Yosa barbun. At least he's a descendant of David HaMelech. If he has that, he read all the Reish Galusas come from David HaMelech in an Avdin lo k'minag avasan. So minag avosenu, David HaMelech got the Torah, so that's why his descendants get the Torah too. These three lines are crucial. These three lines is part of the discussion of whenever you bring the Torah. To an Avel, to people who are, you're allowed to bring a Torah if people are having a minyan somewhere else. So it's this Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma. So B'ezras Hashem, we'll start with some of those Makaros tomorrow. Maybe we'll reach him in Atzadik. And we'll start with that B'ezras Hashem next time. Okay, we'll stop here.